The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock. Before the break, we were talking about CSO stats, and those stats also told us that about 89% of households in Ireland have an internet connection, but not necessarily a good one. Only about 60,000 homes are going to be connected under the National Broadband Plan this year. The target was almost 120,000, so they're only about halfway there. This is according to officials, I should say, from the Department of Communications, who are appearing before an Oireachtas committee today. What does it mean for those stuck without proper broadband, with poor access, with dial-up even in some cases? Well, Harry McCann is the owner of Trendster.ie and he is based in Wexford, regular contributor on this show and others. Harry, you're welcome to The Hard Shoulder. What's your internet connection like at the moment?
So our internet connection is good at the moment, Kieran, actually. It's been better than it was in the past. We've changed provider about two or three times in the last year or two during COVID. We were trying to get the signal right, obviously, because everyone was working from home. But it's better than it was, but it is, I must mention, satellite broadband. So it's very old-fashioned. Satellite on the side of the house points up to the sky and it brings us down what is an average connection for where we're based. We get about 20 megabytes at the moment, which is fairly good for the area that we're in compared to our neighbours.
Yeah, okay, it's not bad. It's not absolutely stellar, though, at the same time, no. 20 meg connection. I mean, where are you in terms of getting connected up with the National Broadband Plan?
So it's interesting. Our 100 metres up the road from us, there's National Broadband Plan have rolled out and it's connected and ready to go. But we're being estimated about 22 to 23 for a survey to get completed. So we're looking at about 2023 by the time we get a connection.
Sorry, it's 100 metres up the road, but it'll be 2 years before you get it.
Yes, which is the most bizarre part of this whole thing is that we could probably see it if you look out the bedroom window, a house connected to it, but we just won't get it.
That's absolutely farcical, but it's a story that's replicated up and down the country, I'm sure. Am I right in thinking you've got onto Elon Musk to try and solve this problem?
Not personally, but we've gone to the company that he set up called Starlink, which was which caught headlines, I suppose, because they were testing down in Kerry at one stage. And what they're doing now is they're rolling out satellite broadband again. But the technology that they're using basically cuts the latency. So it means that the speeds that from the connection to the satellite up into the satellite in the sky is less and the speeds are then faster. But that comes at a price, unfortunately.
What's the price?
So in order to get the equipment, it's €500. I think it might be just a little under four something. And then the monthly price is €90.
Okay, so that is going to, it will give you a better connection, this Elon Musk satellite broadband, but it's that's expensive.
Yeah, and like it's not accessible. I think this is the biggest thing about it. You know, in order for us to all work from home, my parents work from home regularly. And, you know, I'm in college, I'm working, my sister is in college. In order for us all to be at home, I'm working on a connection, we need it. So it's a necessity. But for a lot of people, €90 a month is incredibly expensive when you compare what most people in Dublin or on the outskirts of Dublin are paying for their broadband connection.
Yeah, very expensive. I know you mentioned there at Kerry, it was a pilot project in Kerry around the Black Valley. Well, Michael Call is a councillor in Kerry. Michael, how big an issue is it in the kingdom, poor internet connections?
Huge, absolutely huge, Kieran. And as I keep saying, look, broadband today is as important as clean drinking water, electricity, you know, heating in one's home. And, you know, particularly with people working from home, etc., and indeed studying and all of that, which has increased, obviously, significantly through the pandemic. And more people are and will be continuing to work from home and going forward. And that's a given. And look, this idea of waiting 5 to 7 years is an absolute skit, as I'd call it. Like, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. And the idea of telling constituents that you'll be waiting even 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, it's absolutely crazy. Like, you know, action is required now. Like, you know, and I did welcome there recently my party colleague, Senator Timmy Dooley there from Clare. Well, at a recent Oireachtas committee hearing, he called for an intervention to be made by the state on behalf of customers who are waiting for the national broadband rollout. Excuse me. And you know, I believe there that an interim grant to provide satellite broadband for people whose businesses are for education prospects as well have been crippled by the lack of the service in rural areas, such as my county here, would go some way to improving the situation. So and I pointed out as well that I actually raised this only the other day. I've been raising this for quite some time, as indeed have many of my colleagues, to be fair about it. Like in Germany, for example, the government provides a subsidy voucher worth €500 there to set up cost of high-speed broadband and high-speed...
So in other words, for people like Harry, a subsidy so that they don't have to pay their own money to apply, say, for Starlink, Elon Musk's company, for one of those satellite connections, a subsidy from the state to make it a little bit cheaper and a bit more affordable until the national broadband plan reaches your front door.
Exactly, that, and that's what I'm saying as well. And I think we're all shouting from the... You know, from the same words here and this one, like it's crazy, like this idea of having to wait. We were talking about broadband and the rollout of the broadband for years before any bit of action eventually kind of started to take place. But it's at snail pace, like, you know, and it's not good enough. And I mean, as I think you mentioned there yourself, the 7-year broadband scheme is already 6 months behind. And they're already behind in the amount of premises that they're going to provide for, 60,000, I think, is the target now this year, having originally been 115,000 to 120,000. Mm.
Is it, Michael, is it something you say, like it comes up at council meetings? I mean, does it come up in the doors? Is it something people talk about?
It comes up at every council. It wouldn't be coming up in council meetings unless it's coming up in doors and on the phone and by email and by letter and by phone call. Like, you know, it's such an essential service, you know, for all homes today. And, you know, we can't be waiting 7 years for it. And, you know, with our children studying and everything from home, like, you know, and people trying to operate businesses and depend on it, and especially coming out of a pandemic, and hopefully we're coming out of it, but that's another question. But, you know, drastic measures are required, as I said already, and this interim subsidy would help to alleviate the difficulties with the provision of broadband services in the short term, I believe.
Yeah, I know. We all know people, Harry McCann is with us as well, who during the pandemic were sent home to work from home and have been sneaking into the office, maybe against the rules per se, but they had to do it because they just didn't have the connections. I mean, if we're serious about a hybrid working model in the future, people have to have a good internet connection, don't they?
Yeah, and look, I think we live in a digital age, but the digital divide is very real in this country. I don't think people realize it. You know, when you're traveling in and out of Dublin every day, it might seem like there's no issues, but around the country, there was kids, there was students, there was parents and people who were trying to do their everyday work who just couldn't do it during COVID. You know, at times I gave up on lectures on multiple occasions at home when I was trying to study in my final year of college because I just couldn't do it. It was impossible. The signal was poor. Yeah. There was too many of us at home. And that's a common problem for a lot of people. I think that's not what a lot of people are getting here, is that this isn't just a handful of households. It's actually a very large percentage of households. And this is only going to get more delayed. You know, this is the first delay of many, many more. And it's very frustrating for people who are stuck in situations that they just can't fix.
Well, speaking of delays, a listener in County Kerry has gotten in touch to say, I'm on the list for the National Broadband Plan. I'm told it will be 2026. And because I'm on the plan, I can't apply for help to use another system. Well, thank you for that text. 53106 is the number. Councillor Michael Cahill from Kerry and Harry McCann, the owner of Transter.ie. Plenty still to come today on The Hard Shoulder, including an update from that NPHET press conference that has just concluded.